Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about knowing the invitation, recognizing Jesus invites us to come follow him, to come drink of the living water. And so each weekday morning, we're going to spend a little time looking at a different aspect of what we're invited to and how the invitation we receive and the invitation we respond to from Jesus is one that we ought to share with others. And so today we're going to kick off the broadcast part of the week talking and praying about come and find rest. A powerful topic. One that's, I'm guessing, most of us can benefit from being reminded of and putting into practice. Matthew 11, verse 28 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Memorize that verse, King James Version. It talked about weary and heavy laden, weighted down. And I suspect that if you're not feeling weighted down at the moment, there have been times in your life when you have. And there are likely to be times in your life yet to come when you will. Jesus said, and it's one of those promises, we don't like to put the promise tag on it because, well, it's not what we want. He says, "In this world you will have trouble." The great part of the promise is what follows. It says, "But take heart. Be encouraged, for I have overcome the world." And Jesus invites us to find rest in our weariness, to find rest from the weight of the burdens of life. He says that we can take his yoke upon us because his load is easy. The burden is light. Not a lot of yokes used in, Y-O-K-E-S, used in the modern world here in the United States where I live. Probably the closest thing, growing up on the farm, we would still use a team of horses for a few things, mainly gathering maple sap from the woods to boil it down for syrup. But we would harness those up, and it wasn't a yoke as you would typically think of the old-fashioned wooden contraptions that would connect two oxen or animals together to pull, but the harnesses would contain collars and straps and all kinds of things designed to be adjustable so that each horse was pulling generally equal weight, but it could be adjusted so that they could pull what they could bear. If one was larger or stronger, then more of the weight could be shifted to that. And so when I think about finding rest, I think about the yoke that we take on when we are yoked together with Jesus, and I realize it's designed so that he carries the weight. I'm there. I get part of the credit. I'm part of the team. Excuse me, but I'm not really carrying the weight because they can't. He does. And when we learn to come to Jesus, when we respond to that invitation, in the midst of our weariness and the weightiness of this world, we find rest. And to be able to rest in the midst of the turmoil of this world, I can't help but picture Jesus asleep in the boat while the storms are tossing it about, while the disciples are fearful for their life. Again, many of them not novice boat operators. For a number of them, out on the lake, catching fish was their livelihood prior to meeting Jesus. They knew the lake, they knew what to expect, and yet it was such a storm that they were fearful, and I suspect weary from trying to overcome the storm. And Jesus was able to find rest. We want the storms to go away. At least I do. I like to call out to God and ask that the difficulties be removed. But so many times, there's an old song that talks about sometimes God calms a storm. Sometimes he calms his child. And we can come and find rest when we draw near to Jesus, when we find ourselves hidden in him. As Jesus approached Jerusalem, this final week leading up to his arrest and crucifixion, he weeps. He cries out, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I long to gather you to myself like a hen gathers its chicks under its wings. I wanted to bring you near. I wanted to provide that protection. I wanted you to be able to rest, and you would not have it." And how often do we resist the protection of God? He provides it by his word, by his commands, his instructions, his example. And we walk out from under it and we're pelted with the hailstorms of life and we wonder why. And yet, it takes us forever, it seems like, to get back into the house, to experience that rest. The good news in knowing the invitation that Jesus invites you to come and find rest. And he asks each one of us that has come and found rest to invite others to find rest in Jesus. What an incredible invitation to respond to. What an incredible invitation to share. And that's the story of Jesus, inviting us to invite others to join him in his kingdom and find rest. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to overcome the weight of this world, the weariness of this world. Father, you knew from the very beginning the rest that would be necessary for us to live life effectively. In fact, you commanded your people to remember the Sabbath, a day of rest, a time to refresh, a time to remember you. And Jesus comes along and says that that time of rest was designed, it was created for the benefit of people. And as we have a tendency to do as people, the religious leaders, the religious leaders had changed it into a legalistic burden. That it wasn't bringing rest to the people, it was bringing hardship. And so God, forgive us for those times where we take the principles of your word that are designed to help us, and we turn them into a burden. And God, may we find rest as we come to you. May we invite others to come to you and find rest. May the weariness of life be overcome, not by our power or might, but by your Spirit which dwells within us. And so God, today, as we become tired, as we see others who are tired, as our weight becomes more than we can handle, as we see others carrying more than they can manage, remind us of this invitation, an invitation to all to come to you and find rest. And in the midst of that rest, may we lift up Jesus, not only as the one who has invited us, but as the one who has given us the rest that we need, a rest for our soul. A rest that becomes eternal. And God, as we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.